Welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by one of our friends, Fiona. Hey, Fiona, she sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to our website, kidshortstories.org. Send us your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And guess what? I want to give a special shout out to Amiel from the Philippines and Danny from Forest Park. Hey, I'm so glad that you guys are on the Spy Kid team. I cannot wait for more adventures with you. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! One day, Fiona was playing in her backyard with some of her favorite forest friends. You see, Fiona was an animal rescuer. She was on the animal rescue team. And because she was on that team, she became friends with a lot of really cool animals. And today she was playing with one of her best friends, the fox. Do you guys have a friend, fox? No? Yeah, Fiona's fox friend is so cool. She has a big fluffy tail and is all orange fur and is a really fun friend to play with. And the fox loves to play hide and seek and all kinds of games. And this fox's name was Fern. And Fern was also really good friends with a baby deer. And Fiona loved playing with this baby deer, but today the baby deer never came over to play, which that happens sometimes, so that's nothing to worry about. But Fiona and Fern the fox were having so much fun. It was a beautiful day, and the wind was calmly blowing, the sun was shining. It wasn't too hot and it wasn't too cold. Later that day, Fiona had to go to one of her animal rescue classes. And at the animal rescue classes, they learn all kinds of cool things, like how to track animals and like when you have to find them if they go missing, like how to know how to follow them through the forest. What's something that you might look for if you were looking for an animal? What's something on the ground that might be a clue that an animal walked by? Yeah, footprints. That's a good one. Footprints are a really good clue of how to follow and find an animal. And all different animals leave all kinds of different footprints in the mud or in the dirt. And so that's a clue, definitely. What do you think is another clue? Ooh, the sounds. Yeah, they might make sounds that we listen to, and then we follow the sounds to lead us to where that animal is. That's a good one. One more. Yeah, breaking branches. Yeah, some big animals like deer or foxes and raccoons, when they run through the forest, they might break some sticks, and so it might leave a trail behind of broken twigs and branches. So Fiona was learning all kinds of different secrets to how to track animals at class today. When all of a sudden, what? She looked out the window and it was Fern. Fern the fox had ran all the way to her class, which is pretty far. And she looked like something was wrong. And so Fiona stepped over to the window and opened the window and said, "Hey Fern, what's the problem?" And Fern said, "Fiona, I can't find Doe anywhere." Doe was that baby deer friend that we talked about. And Doe was missing. "No, that's not good," Fiona said. "But I just learned a whole bunch of really cool stuff of how to track animals. I bet maybe we could track her and follow the tracks and look for the clues and then we could find her. I bet it's a mystery and let's go solve it. Let's go." So Fern and Fiona both ran back towards the forest where Doe the deer lived. Doe was a baby deer, but was a very curious deer who always went exploring, sometimes when she shouldn't, and definitely in places where she shouldn't go. She likes to get stuck in thorns and sometimes gets her feet stuck in the mud. And yeah, she's a little sneaker sometimes. And so when Fiona and Fern were looking all through the forest, they were shouting for her Doe! Where are you? Doe! They couldn't find her anywhere. But all of a sudden, Fern the fox started sniffing the ground and saw something. Look at this! Those are footprints. Do you guys know what kind of footprint a deer makes? What does it look like in the ground? Yeah, if you put up two fingers and you were to push it into the mud, that is what a deer footprint looks like. And that is exactly what Fern the fox had found. Oh yeah, I think we're onto something. Fiona was really excited to find her first tracking clue. And they started to follow the tracks into the forest. And it led right to this little river that was in the middle of the forest. And it walked along the edge. Wow, I think Doe went this way. She must have walked to the river to get a drink and then followed the river down. I wonder how far it goes. Fiona and Fern walked a very long time along the river, and each clue was right. The tracks were still in the mud, and they would find some branches that were broken from Doe the deer, you know, breaking them as she was walking. And wait a second. What's that sound? Let's listen. That is not the sound of a deer. That's the sound of a waterfall. Oh no. You don't think she might have fallen down the waterfall? Let's go. Fiona and Fern ran towards the waterfall. And thankfully, it was not a big waterfall. But there was a lot of water that was pouring over the edge there. And they looked down and... Oh, there she is! Doe! Doe had accidentally fallen down the waterfall and gotten stuck in the mud down there. And the waterfall was so loud, nobody could hear her shouting. She was saying, "Help me! Psh, help me! Shh!" But the waterfall was too loud. It is a very good thing that Fiona and Fern found her. They were able to get all the way down to the bottom without going over the waterfall. They went around it and they grabbed some sticks and threw them over towards Doe, who grabbed onto them with her mouth, and they pulled her out of the mud. Doe, oh my gosh, are you okay? Is anything hurt? What's wrong? And Doe said, "Oh, well, I'm okay. I'm just very muddy now. But now, you see, I thought that waterfall was kind of like a water slide, and so I thought I'd slide down it, but that was not a good idea," Doe said. "Oh, yeah, that's a waterfall. You should not slide down it," Fiona said. "But it's all because of Fern that we found you. Fern the fox first found your footprints in the mud, and then we tracked you all the way down here. And so we got to get you clean and home. Let's go." Fiona stumbled into one of her best animal rescues ever. She saved Doe the deer from being stuck in the mud. That would have been a big problem if she stayed there too long. Fiona saved the day. She saved that baby deer. All because she learned some really cool tricks at her animal rescue class. The end.